Hello and welcome to Girl on Fire podcast on the Believe Network, New York's number one podcast network for personal growth. This is your host, Kirsten Franklin, and on this week's episode, I'm speaking with a certified celebrity fitness coach, figure competitor, who went from small town Mississippi to recently being nominated for First Sergeant of the Year in the U.S. Air Force. That's right, active military and a business owner. Her passion for fitness has led her to create 8-Figure back in 2019. Now, 8-Figure is a business that allows her to live her passion by helping others break through barriers and fully realize their ability to live happy, healthy, and successful lives. Please welcome to Blair Tate. Welcome, DeBlair.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Awesome. So, DeBlair, it's my understanding that when you grew up, you were like really athletic. You played basketball, softball, you ran track, and that went all the way into college. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Sports is my passion. So I played softball in college. I didn't continue basketball or any of those other sports, but definitely, and I still play sometimes now intramural sports. So
awesome. Awesome. Now, we had mentioned that you obviously were nominated for First Sergeant of the Year in the U.S. Air Force, and you're still active duty. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
That's awesome. So, you know, what kind of drove you into the military?
I think me growing up in a small city, I was looking for a way to basically travel and see the world. You know, it wasn't a lot of options there other than going to college and then what? So I kind of wanted to expand and be able to have more options as it relates to just seeing the world and being able to just kind of make different choices versus what we had in our city.
Awesome. And so, you know, it cracks me up because here you are, you train for the military, you're active duty right now, you know, all the stuff's going on. And yet sometime in your quote, and I'm doing air quotes here, people, your spare time, you end up developing 8-Figure. So tell me a little bit about 8-Figure. Why 8-Figure? Why you?
So 8-Figure is my fitness apparel brand. Why 8-Figure? So I was a trainer for about 16 years. I actually did going into the gyms, going to people's homes, just traveling all over, just training. And that became tiresome. And also I was sacrificing a lot because I was always gone. And in order to be dedicated to your clients, you had to, whatever their schedules are, it had to be your schedule. So a lot of my time wasn't my time. So I was looking for a way to stay in the game, but still have that freedom and flexibility to start enjoying life and stop sacrificing like family and friends and events that I would always miss. So I actually developed 8-Figure from that. It was just my way out. And it had already been mentioned before, you know, in the past about, you know, doing a brand, but you do things when you're ready. So I wasn't ready for it at the time. So I just was just trying to find some type of platform to kind of keep me involved, but not much, so much physically involved.
Got it. So, you know, you started 8-Figure as a brand in 2019. And then of course, soon thereafter COVID hits, right? What were some of the things that you did, if anything, in response to COVID? And, you know, obviously it shut down gyms, so it doesn't affect the brand, but it affects kind of what you're doing. So what kind of things, you know, kind of struck you and did you do anything? And if so, what?
Absolutely. Believe it or not, that situation, I turned it into something positive. People were at home and people were pretty much, believe it or not, I don't know if you were a victim of that, but eating everything they could find in the kitchen because they could not go anywhere. So I found creative ways to do like workouts and, you know, get online and go live and do like workouts that people can do in the comfort of their home, educate them on health and fitness, and pretty much just try to bring up awareness of what's going on and encourage people to basically not get depressed in that state, because a lot of people mentally, because mental health is a huge part of physical endurance and everything like that. So just kind of pretty much tried to be that catalyst to bridge the gap between what was going on with COVID-19 and reality. So, hey, just because you're stuck in the house, let's find productive ways to still make yourself come out of this pandemic. Oh my God, I've gained so much weight. What do I do? Getting deeper into a depression because you don't really like what you see in the mirror. So I actually used it as a turning point to do something positive in spite of what was going on in the world.
So then for our listeners, because I mean, that's really something that's going on. I mean, you know, some of us, like I'm in Manhattan, so
if you're stuck in Manhattan and you decided not to go anywhere, like half of us left, half of us stayed, for those who are going through something, just give us like maybe one or two tips as to what maybe somebody could do to snap themselves out of that mental state and really start getting moving, right? It's like do something to kind of get off the couch and stop eating.
Absolutely. First of all, you have to find your why. And I always talk about your why. It's kind of like, why are you doing this? What's motivating you, whether it's your children? If you continue to stay in a slump or go downhill, you're not taking care of yourself. So in order to take care of other people or your family or whatever, you have to first have self-love and take care of yourself. That's the first thing. And just accept what's going on around you. That's number two. You know, a lot of us are in denial and we don't think that eating this particular thing all the time or it's going to do anything to you until the doctor tells you. You don't want to wait until the doctor tells you you have to be on insulin because you're diabetic or whatever. Like, be in tune, like love yourself first, take care of yourself, and then set goals. Basically, you have to set goals and they have to be realistic goals. Be true to yourself and surround yourself with people that are going to be like you and do things that's going to support and motivate you.
Yeah, I think environment and the people around you make such a huge difference. Now you said, you know, like you said something about this, but motivation. So your thoughts on motivation, fleeting, needed, tell me about your thoughts on motivation.
It depends on the person. You know, some people are very resilient and everybody could use motivation, but some people, they have that extra drive. It could have came from experiences that they've had in their lives that motivate them, something internally, or some people, they just kind of need that extra push. So I guess just depends on the person.
Okay. And tell me what's a little bit different about eight figured. So, I mean, and I'm kind of hearing it right now. I mean, you know, with your reach into the wellness, it sounds like you're looking at things holistically, right? It's not just about the physical body. It's about the mental, emotional, spiritual body. I mean, is that the thing that really differentiates you from other fitness brands?
I'll give you two things. I'll give you a physical one and I'll give you a non-tangible one. So the physical one, number one, is like I am the designer of my brand. So I actually design my pieces in my like little office. So all the designs that you see, they don't come from anywhere. They come from my brain and with my people requesting, oh, I want to see this type of design. So I just try to be creative and do that and make something for everyone. I don't try to target a particular person, but I want everyone to feel good in my clothes. And number two, the meaning of eight figure, it goes a long way. It's all about being in touch with yourself, loving yourself, accepting who you are. We look in the mirror sometimes and we want to see that Instagram model, or we want to see that person that's been photoshopped and we think that we can get that image. But you have to understand that you're unique in yourself, and I want you to wear the clothes and love who you are. So it's more so of a mentality. It's more of a mindset, you know? So it's just not, oh, hey, yeah, these are some clothes. They look good. But it's all about a feeling when you actually are wearing the clothes and basically giving you that ump about yourself to sell you like, I am unique. I am somebody. I love myself. I love who I am.
I love it. So now I'm going to ask you a set of questions that we like to ask most of our guests. And it's a little bit of a tiny speed round. So just kind of tell us what comes to your head, right? What's been your biggest challenge so far?
Trying to reach everybody.
Okay. What is your biggest challenge currently?
Time management.
Ooh. Okay. What is your process to overcome your challenges?
Being intentional with my time and my schedule.
Nice. And have you worked with coaches in the past, and for what purpose, or now? Past or now?
What type of coaches?
Any kind of coaches.
Yes, I have life coaches. I have trainers. I'm a catalyst as well. I'm a sponge. So I look for all opportunities to get mentored.
I love it. Well, that's it. And I want to ask you, what is something you want to leave our app? So I have a question for you in that, you know, here you are working a full-time job and you're creating this brand and you're creating this business. And, you know, there's you have a stressful job at times, right? There's a lot of stuff going on. And so, you know, I want to hear this for all my, you know, working moms, single moms, moms out there running, you know, their 9 to 5, taking care of other shit that gets all stressful. Sorry, I swear. Sorry. Sorry, I should warn people. And, you know, how? Because, you know, if you just mentioned time management is one of your biggest problems, right? Or one of the biggest challenges in the moment. And we're always trying to perfect that and level up. But, you know, how does one, or how did you specifically manage your time in order to actually launch this? And what were your expectations? How did you meet, exceed, or maybe even fall behind them, right? Because when we start a business, we're always thinking, oh, it's going to be like this. And then I'm like, no, slow down to speed up. You have to slow down to speed up. And that's the most annoying part of it. So what were some of the things that you did, and what were some of the things that you saw, so that you can kind of help some of the listeners feel good about the fact that, you know, it doesn't always look the way you think it's supposed to, right? Like, what did you see for yourself?
I didn't think, one thing I did is, like, I didn't try to do it by myself. I didn't want to think that, like, I was superwoman. I leaned on my support system. I leaned on people that were in that lane, and I wasn't hard-headed thinking that I knew it all, I could do it all. And there were a lot of failures, you know, and there was a lot of roadblocks. But what matters is how you overcome that, how you don't get frustrated. And it taught me a lot of patience as well. And you have to understand that being in this business, if you want to be successful, you have to ride it out. And sometimes it may be sacrifices that have to be made. And sometimes you may not get to go and hang out with your friends, or sometimes you may have some sleepless nights. It's all about how bad you want it, how you're my why. I have a why as to why I'm doing things, you know? And anytime I feel like I'm defeated, or anytime I feel like things are going wrong, I think about why I'm doing it. And that is, like, the main thing that helps me get up and just keep moving. So for everyone out there that feels like, oh, how can I do it? Or I'm just too stressed, or I have everything. I have a family. I have a full-time job. I have a business. I have a personal life, you know, but at the end of the day, it's all about time management, prioritizing, and being intentional with what you want. And when it comes to your business, just understanding why you're doing it. If you don't have a purpose behind what you're doing, you're not going to be successful, because you're not going to, like, treat it like it matters.
Right.
And my purpose is bigger than me. It's not just about me. It can't be a selfish purpose. It has to be something bigger than you in order for it to really, really pull you up, because there will be some tough times.
Absolutely. I love that. What has been your favorite part? We're talking about all the sad stuff, right? All the time. So what's been the most fun, your favorite part about having it figured?
Getting phone calls, because I'm still a fitness coach. You know what I mean? And even with Eight Figure Brand, yeah, I love that. But my favorite part is getting that phone call when one of my clients have left the doctor and pretty much said that the doctor has taken them off of their medicine, or that I've lost this amount of weight. So those are my aha moments. Like, oh my God, like, there is a reason, like, this is my purpose. So
I love that. I love that. This is your purpose. I love it. And it shows through. So I love it. Thank you so much for your time. And one last thing, what would you like to leave the listeners with?
Yes, I always leave our listeners with, like, love yourself, be in tune with who yourself, be okay with being selfish and putting yourself first sometimes. That looks like making sure you're, like, taking care of, like, the inside and outside of your body, making sure you are okay with saying no, setting boundaries, and also making sure that you allow yourself to just do things that you like to do.
Awesome. I love it. And so, DeBlair, for the people listening, where can they find you? Where would you like for them to reach out to you, look up, you know, the company? What is the social media?
All right. Yes. You can find me at www.deblairfitness.com. That's my website. Everything health and fitness, like workout tips, videos, the whole nine yards. You can also follow me on Instagram at deblairfitness. Also shop my brand, www.8figured.com, and also Instagram at 8figuredbrand. You will love it.
I love it. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure, and I can't wait to see what's next for you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
So that is it for this week. Thank you for joining me, and I hope that you enjoyed today's show.
If so, don't forget to rate it. If you guys have a pressing question, feel free to tweet me at CS Thrive or on Instagram at Thrive Tribe 3.14159. Again, I know that's a weird one. It's just pi. So it's Thrive _ Tribe _ 3.14159. Or of course, you can join me in Facebook at my free group, which is Thrive Tribe Global. If you just search groups and you enter in Thrive Tribe Global, you should see us there. And you can join it for free. I answer your questions in there. But if you guys send me a question through there, I will be sure to answer it here on this podcast.
And as always, if you're ever interested in advertising on the show, please contact the Believe Network at Believe, B-L-E-A-V, at believe.com. Thanks so much for joining me.